Surfers started renting couches on Oahu's North Shore in the early 1960s. That, according to housing consultant Ricky Cassaday Jr.
The surf movie so popularized the North Shore to the millions in California who had fallen in love with surfing and the Beach Boys and all of that.
Today, online vacation rental companies book everything from a couch to a luxury home. Cassaday did a study for Airbnb and found their impact on Hawaii's housing market was minimal.
The entire stock of housing in the state is a little bit higher than 500,000 total units, and that would be condos, single family. The Airbnb, there was 8,134 entire home listings last year. So that ended up at being 1.5%, and more than 61% of those listings were only rented infrequently between 1 and 60 days a year.
Airbnb is supporting legislation again this year to enable the company to collect transient accommodation taxes from operators who use their service. Airbnb public policy manager Cynthia Wong estimates that $26 million in taxes could be collected this year from a growing number of local operators.
On the host side, many people are surprised to learn here in Hawaii, our fastest growing demographic is senior women over 60. They grew 78% on the host side between 2015 and 2016, and our senior hosts are telling us that they are on fixed incomes, costs of living are going up, and now they're sharing extra space. Many of them are empty nesters to help make ends meet. This has become an economic lifeline for them.
Airbnb hosts pay 3% to the company for its services and pocket 97% of their charges. Wong says a typical Airbnb host earns about $9,000 annually. Governor David Ige vetoed a bill last year that would have authorized online vacation rental companies to become tax collection agents on behalf of the state. He has not introduced any legislation in this area and has not changed his position.
I continue to have the same view on Airbnb. We need to ensure that we can collect the taxes that are already owed. But I am concerned about if we are facilitating illegal rental activity in our communities. And so I'm committed to finding a way that we can collect the taxes and ensure that the properties are appropriately zoned and permitted for whatever that use is.
Consultant Cassaday, meanwhile, says online vacation rentals will continue to grow.
Original love that surfers had to come here has grown out in part by extreme sports, and the magnificence of seeing volcanoes has made a whole bunch of people come that ordinarily wouldn't come. That's the other wonderful part.
A joint Senate Committee on Economic Development, Tourism, and Commerce will hear two bills Friday that would enable online brokers to collect general excise and transient accommodation taxes for the state. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.